views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about money and what to do if you need more, like everybody doesn't need more. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So normally I know we don't offer techniques. So how are people supposed to make more money?
Okay. So there are always many, many ways and techniques in any situation to make more money, but that's not the root problem. That's never the root problem.
Well, okay. Explain what the root problem is and explain what a root problem is and what the root problem is.
Well, of course, the root problem is what's at the core of the problem.
Okay.
And it's always the energy of the situation. Mm. When we change the negative energy for someone, all those techniques that were invisible or impossible before become possibilities.
Huh. You know, I have a story about, it's actually a true story, but I have a story. Jason and I worked with this couple years ago, and I got a phone call one day. Little did I know that Jason was working with the husband at almost the same time. We worked in different parts of our business, different places. And so anyway, the wife called me and she said, "Oh, Patricia, I am just so, I'm fit to be tied right now. Day after tomorrow," this was, by the way, I believe a Thursday that she called me. And she said, "Day after tomorrow," which would be Monday, "we have to have a $10,000 balloon payment for our house." It was when those contracts and,
mortgages.
Exactly. And so I said, "Okay, so, don't mean to be rude, but there's no place to get the money." And I said, "Can you borrow from somebody?" You know, that kind of thing. And she said, "No, I can't. My husband has a bunch of money out there that is owed to him, but he won't ask for it. How he won't do anything, that sort of thing." And by the way, she was very bitter about the whole thing. So I said, "Well, you know what? Let's do some clearing about all of this." And she said, "I'll do anything right now." And I said, "Okay." So we cleared, and we cleared things like anger and resentment and disappointment in her, but we also cleared negative energies in the relationship. And then we also cleared, she happened to know a few people that owed her husband money. And we also cleared, negative energies that would keep these people from, sending money. And by the way, he had an online business. And so I said, "Well, there you go. That's I've done the best I can do." The next day, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she called me and she said, "You are not going to believe this." And I said, "Okay, what am I not going to believe?" And she said, "We got the money." I said, "The $10,000. And she goes, "Oh yeah, but that wasn't all. And I said, wait a minute, back up. You got the $10,000? And she said, we did. Somebody had sent, you know, a large check, so to speak. But they also got, and I can't remember the exact amount, but I think the total of all of the money that they received in the mail that particular day was something like $20,000. And, you know, I mean, you think, wow, that's, you know, that's kind of unbelievable. But it really wasn't, because we learned from that situation, you clear the person first, then you clear the relationships, and then you clear the relationships with people that either owe you money or you owe money, that sort of thing.
See, the problem is, our frustration has always been that people hear that story and their takeaway is, oh, well, you can use clearing to get money. And it misses the point, because The problem wasn't that there was a block for money. There was a block in their relationship.
Exactly.
You know, and that misconception is huge.
Right.
Because people think that, oh, I use clear for money, or I can do these things. And it you know, typically people miss the real blocks that are keeping them from having money.
Wait a minute, Jason. They always miss the real blocks.
You know, negative energy about relationships, feelings about ourselves affects our money. Being stuck is always emotions and energies that can be cleared.
Yeah.
You know, and the difference, here's my biggest, okay? The difference between superstition and clearing that works, which is what we do, is that superstition, you do these things. You rub a
rabbit's foot.
Rabbit's foot, or you pray in a certain way, or you do this or do that. But that doesn't change the energy.
And we know that when you change the energy, I know I jumped in on you, Jason.
That's when the money flows, absolutely.
Exactly. And that's when things change. Because doing the same things over and over, expecting different results is what?
Crazy.
It's the definition of insanity, yes. Jason.
It's crazy. But, you know, we also see begging and demanding that you provided the money, you know, and okay, but that doesn't change the blocks, the negative energy that blocks you.
Well, and the fears and anxieties, I don't know anybody that doesn't have fear and anxiety about money.
You know, if you went to any self-help seminar and they said, well, to get money, you have to do this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. What we've seen is that not those techniques are wrong necessarily, but the person's ability who spends the $10,000 or the $20,000 to take this seminar, the person's ability to implement that technique is what the problem is always.
Right.
And what we help people with is changing the energy so they can implement all sorts of different techniques. They don't have to go to the seminar and pay a lot of money.
$10,000, yes. Okay.
You know, or hear someone give them a cheerleading approach to this.
Right.
Change the energy, and that's what works.
Well, when you change the energy in one place, you're changing it in other places within yourself as well.
I want to tell you the rest of the story, because as I was working with this woman's husband, you know, he had this online business, and you know, she had come to us and said, you know, I want you to help me. In other words, she wanted to control it. She wanted to program him, help me get him to stop doing this business, because she felt it was a dog. It was never going to go anyplace.
Right.
And of course, that's not how we work. You know, that wasn't up to us.
Right.
You know, and he continued to do this business. There was a deep, deep resentment that they both had toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that competition was really dysfunctional and affecting their money.
And by the way, they had this competition. I'm going to jump in and say, they had this competition of who could be the worst to each other.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It was, yes, it was amazingly bad.
Yes, you know, it was.
It was very, it was hard to watch.
Yes.
But here's the point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That he would come to me frequently and say, you know, orders have stopped coming in. I don't know what's going on. But what I saw, it wasn't about the orders. It was about his depression and disappointment with life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was depressed and disappointed. And so I didn't clear for more money or more orders. I cleared the disappointment and all the things that were affecting him, especially his marriage. disappointment in his marriage.
And I want to point out that when we clear those things, we're clearing the limitations.
Yes.
That keep us from getting what we want.
Once you clear the limitations, then you can have this, you have this whole world of possibilities that open up to you that you can implement.
Exactly.
But the problem that most people have is they can't implement those possibilities.
Right, right, right.
Here's one other example.
Okay.
It's not really an example, but a lot of times, so we're talking about people who have an online business and that's, you know, but what happens if you want to make more money and you work at a normal job, you know, and your boss says, well, I just gave you a raise a month ago and you want more now, you have to wait for a year, you know, they have all these rules. And there's always possibilities when you're working for someone else. There's always things you can do.
Right.
But here's the most important part, okay? You have to understand the context. Do you hate your job? Do you hate your boss? Do you hate your company?
Do you hate your coworkers?
You hate your coworkers. You know, if you think you can figure out a way, there's all sorts of ways to get more money, get a promotion, transfer to a different job, you know, blah, 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 to get more money in the job that you're in or in the company that you're in. But you have to look at really what's holding you back.
Well, and oftentimes what one of the things that I see when I work for when I work with people for things like this, I see that their hate that they have, they're completely unaware of it.
Yes.
And their hate and that their lack of confidence and the things that they do that create self-sabotage.
And we're going to talk
really amazing.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment.
Okay.
So stay tuned. It's really, really interesting.
Exactly. Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Making more money has more to do with your own limitations, which are energies and can be cleared. Fears, worries, and anxieties about money create limitations, beliefs, and rules that block money.
Okay.
You don't have to figure out how to make more money. It's about changing the energy. It's not about logic. It's about changing the energy.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach heals and changes the energy of your money situation.
Okay. I love that. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about beliefs and ideas, as well as major misconceptions about making more money. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit susandilorenzo.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're talking about beliefs and ideas, as well as major misconceptions about making more money. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, I know you love talking about misconceptions and false beliefs. So what are some of the misconceptions about money and a few false beliefs thrown in there?
And we'll get to the false belief in a minute. But okay. One of the biggest misconceptions is that the laws of the universe govern money and wealth distribution. Oh. No. You know, I would love to say that's true. One of the things about the ecosystem approach and what Patricia and I do, and we've been doing this for 20 years, and it's a big deal to us, is we try and tell you the way we see it as opposed to what we like to believe or the way we think it should happen.
Right.
You know, this is the way it is, and then you take it and you work from it from that basis. Really positive things can happen.
And I would say that's a practical way of looking at things.
It's a very practical way of, you know, looking at it. Okay. You know, simply put, the energy generally flows to the positive and away from the negative. Now, that's really oversimplified.
Okay.
But the whole world of money, here we go, I'm going to create a word, is gamified.
Hmm.
And the flow of it does not follow traditional energy principles. It's not an absolute, but money generally flows to the perceived best, not the real best.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's back this little doggy bus up for just a moment. And Jason, explain gamified, not only to me, but to the audience out there, because I know some of us don't understand.
You know, at some point in the world when there was, you know, more of a strict barter economy where you would offer one thing to someone for some sort of thing of equal value, at least perceived as equal value in that transaction.
Okay.
And that worked pretty well.
Okay.
But obviously money was a way of doing that barter with in a way that was more flexible.
Sure.
But the problem is that our economy has been gamified so that it's not necessarily about money flowing to value. It's money flowing to people's interest or people are attracted for reasons that may not have anything to do with reality. I'm thinking about the pet rock, you know.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That dates me, but, you know, that guy made a lot of money, you know, and it wasn't sure. Based on real value. It was just, you know, it was just a joke.
But you know what? People loved it.
Yes.
They really did.
And so if you want to think of the flow of money in terms of some sort of rational way, in terms of the universe, it doesn't work that way. Here's the other part that most people don't understand.
Okay.
Money in itself doesn't have any energy. It's the people who control it.
Hmm.
So when you're talking about the flow of money, you're not talking about money itself. You're talking about the people who are making the decisions, pulling the levers of commerce, and how that works and how that doesn't work.
Well, okay, take it down to a smaller, I mean, a more take it to that more personal level so people understand about the how that gamified works for them?
That's a great question. So, and let's go. Let's talk about some of the other misconceptions, because then I can explain it through
okay.
those other misconceptions.
Okay, great, great.
You know, this idea that you have to deserve more money is not true. You know, whether it's the game or in energy principles, it doesn't work.
Let's look at that 1% at the top there. Okay.
You know, that idea that we have to deserve the money that we get is, you know, the people that get it in ways that aren't appropriate have figured out that's not true at all.
They know how to play the game.
Exactly.
Okay.
That you have to work harder.
Okay.
That's also not true. You know, the people that work the hardest don't make the most money.
Not at all.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
This idea that you have to work smarter. Mm. Well, when smarter, it depends on what you mean by smarter. It does work if you're talking about cons, manipulations, and other schemes that aren't okay. based on truth.
Okay.
But in truth, working smarter doesn't help you.
But it doesn't mean you should work stupid either.
Well, no. It just means that to be smarter doesn't necessarily get you more money.
Got it.
You know, this idea that the cream rises to the top, that mm-hmm. only the best people get the most money, that is so not true.
Okay.
Oh, that is so not true. And so a lot of people, they try and get into spiritual principles and ideas about the flow of money. There's so many programs out there to get you in the flow of money, but it's a misunderstanding of the way it really works. You know, this gamified flow of money does not follow energy principles, and there's no cosmic reason that we see about how money is distributed.
Mm.
It's not like the hand of God is out there trying to figure out who deserves it and who doesn't. It doesn't work that way. That's not what we see at all.
Okay.
I'd love it to be that way, but it's not the truth. Another misconception is affirmations to have more wealth doesn't remove the negative energy. And if you remember the example that we had in the first segment, you know, it was the negative energy that was causing, that was keeping them from having that balloon payment and more money for
right.
The business. It wasn't about affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of programs do affirmations, but it doesn't necessarily remove the negative energy, which is what's the most important part that's in your way.
Okay.
Here's the thing that we were trying to get to in the last segment. Consciousness about self is always the most important. In other words, it's always personal to you.
Mm.
Consciousness about self seems very intellectual, but the truth is, if you don't know what's in your way, you can't clear it.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Let me jump in here and say, so what I'm hearing you say, Jason, is that people need self-understanding and the understanding of their relationships that they're in, and understanding about what you want in the world. I'm talking about, you know, what people want for themselves in the world.
Well,
being more practical.
The example from last segment was perfect. You know,
okay.
The woman, she was kind of a bully.
Kind of,
and
yeah.
And he hated it.
Yes,
he hated that bully mm-hmm. approach. Mm-hmm. And it really caused a rift in their relationship. And that rift in their relationship was a big part of the block that was keeping them from money.
Yes. Okay.
You know,
okay.
So that self-understanding on both parts wasn't there. You know, they both didn't understand their relationship
at all.
They knew they were dissatisfied, but they didn't understand exactly what was wrong and what was the problem. You know, and you know, both of them would proclaim love for each other. You know, just after they tried to, you know,
kill each other.
Yes.
He was trying not to say that, everybody. Okay. So.
And the last part of consciousness
okay.
is about understanding your environment, your work, your job, your competition.
Okay.
You know, most people say, well, if I do this, will that work? Well, this has to be understood in terms of context of what's going on, you know.
And how this affects you.
Right.
Okay.
If you want more money, if you want to get promoted,
okay.
you have to understand the context that you're company is in, the context that your boss is in,
right.
the political environments that he or she is dealing with,
what?
And how you can make it a win-win for everybody.
Well, and And with that said, I see that so many people, they hate their boss, they hate their environment, blah, blah, blah. When you start clearing the hate, you would be so amazed at the things that open up for you. And by the way, the hate of not having any money. Wow. What a great place to start.
Or the neediness to
there you go.
Take care of yourself by spending also, another block. Again, that's part of being conscious about yourself.
Right.
Here's the thing, that problems with money are always connected with beliefs, ideas, and rules you have for yourself.
Okay.
This is what we hear the most, probably.
Okay.
Oh, I can't do that.
Well, wait a minute. So what about something like getting laid off or, even getting fired? What does that have to do with anything, Jason?
So people say, okay, I'm conscious about myself, but how did that help me? Because my factory that I was working just closed,
right,
or the business I was working for, they just shut their doors. Well, it's always a personal still.
Yes.
And there are always things that are beyond your control. Mm-hmm. But if you take that as a given, then the things that you can control are significant.
Right. So in other words, what you're saying is that when we use the ecosystem approach and we're clearing the negative energies, and I used hate a few minutes ago and feeling unworthy, those kind of things, when we remove those negative energies that are standing in our way, then we can see all of the other avenues. Oh, and by the way, I was using the example of getting laid off, but then we have these other avenues that are actually out there for us that negative energy has blocked from our view.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Jason, one more thing about the things that are out of our control. I just want to put in that helpless feeling that everyone feels. I've been laid off a couple times. I've been fired. Yes. I can't imagine why. But anyway, my point being that when I started using the ecosystem approach, I could always see that the circumstances, I didn't look beyond myself to see what the circumstances were. In other words, I didn't see it coming because I didn't want to know.
Exactly.
Yes.
And all those things can really help you.
Yes. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Money and the distribution of money is not governed by the laws of the universe.
Okay.
Money has been so gamified so that the rules are different and are inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness about yourself, your relationships, your work helps you make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach is the way to see exactly what is in your way and clear it for the best outcome.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about using energy clearing to help you have more money. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about using energy clearing to help you have more money. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, I know everybody's asking this question out there. Is there a special way to clear to get more money?
You know, there's no formula, but frankly, most people left to their own devices, they do it wrong. They ask, they beg, they plead for more money without really clearing the specific energies that are in the way.
Okay, so how do you know what specific energies are in the way?
Well, if you've been using programming all your life, and most people have, you don't know.
Okay.
Using the ecosystem approach is the way to learn about yourself, your relationships, and being conscious about the world around you.
Okay.
You know, but with that said, okay, there's some obvious blocks that you can always clear for. For example, if you can't get out of bed.
Well, that one I would clear unworthy.
Unworthy. But clear, you start with, I can't get out of bed.
Okay.
And to eliminate the barriers that keep you from getting out of bed in the morning. You know?
Okay.
Maybe you're afraid to apply for a job. So clear your fear about applying for a job.
Right.
Any limitations that seem insurmountable, like childcare, you know, clear so you can find the right childcare. Maybe you don't have transportation. Maybe you don't have the right clothes.
Okay.
Clear for all those things specifically. That's a place to start.
I like that.
And then listen to the voices in your head and clear those things. You know, maybe it's, oh, you don't deserve to have a job. You don't deserve to make more money.
Or how about the one, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I want.
Yes, numbness. I don't know what I want. I don't know what to do. You know, exactly. I don't know where to go.
Okay.
So if you ask yourself, here's the big question.
Yes.
What's keeping me from having more money? Then listen to the answer and then clear it. Even if the answer isn't true. In other words, if you say to yourself, what's keeping me from having more money? And you hear that voice in your head that says, well, you suck. You know, and that's why you can't, you know, you're not making any more money. Well, just so clear the feeling that, you know,
you suck.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a starting place.
Exactly.
Obviously, that's not very specific, but as you keep going, and that's what happens with the ecosystem approach.
Well, and I'm going to jump in and say, you know, every week, everyone, we have a newsletter that we sent that we, you know, if you want to sign up for, which is absolutely great, and we have clearings that are done right on the newsletter. All you got to do is read through them.
And do them.
And every week, of course, this week's going to be about money. So use those clearings. And believe it or not, you will start to see some differences. And some of them will be just that you calm down enough to go, oh, you know what? If I think I suck, then I don't need that. Maybe it's time for me to get out of my own way.
Here's the most important part that people don't understand.
Okay.
First of all, clearing works.
Yes, it does.
Whether you believe it or not.
I love that.
You don't have to, this isn't about a religion. This isn't about any of that. It's just using a technique in the world that is in alignment with the way the world works.
Okay.
And that's what we do. Okay. And it's always cumulative. So if you,
I don't think we've ever talked about that part.
We really haven't.
Okay.
If you clear unworthiness or I suck or I don't deserve to live, I don't deserve to make more money, I don't deserve to have any money. You start clearing those things, and clearing those things, don't just do it once. You know, do it as much as you need to.
And as much as you, like when you think about it.
I
remember when Jason and I first started doing this, and of course we were broke. There's no two ways about it. And I remember clearing, he and I were working together clearing, and I said, and to eliminate our love of money. And he looked at me, and then he got the big picture on that, because Jason of course does do the big picture very well. But he realized that our love of money kept us stuck in this spot. It kept us trapped in this one spot, because on the other side of that love of money basically said we did not deserve to have any. It was huge.
Yeah, and you have to, I don't think people understand that exactly.
Okay,
you know,
explain it.
This idea that you think, well, what's wrong? You can either love money, maybe that's immoral. You know, the truth is there was a part of us that wanted it,
right?
Because we felt that having it would overcome the unworthiness that we felt.
Yeah.
And that's why clearing the love of money really helped us, because
it really did.
It was holding in place that unworthiness that we had.
Right.
And really, it's not about loving money or not loving money. It's about our own confidence to say, hey, here we are. We're going to stand in the world, and we're going to do what we need to do to make some money.
Well, and then I'm just going to go back to the love of money and the energies that were connected to it around it.
Yes.
So, and that's, you know, and by the way, keep doing the clearing. It's one of the things that the ecosystem approach, you will get to where you need to, or you want to be. You will definitely get there. So
here's another story real quick.
Okay.
There was this, young woman who needed to go out and get a job, and the only experience that she had was working in a fast food chain. And she and I heard about this from her husband, so this is where I got this. But you know, she refused to go work for a fast foods chain again because she felt it was beneath her. She felt it made her feel unworthy. Okay, so what about other jobs? Well, she didn't have the right clothes. She was afraid to look stupid. She was very insecure. So she was afraid that if she worked for an office, what she wanted to do, that if she didn't know how to use the copy machine out of the gate, that she would look stupid if she didn't get it right away. You know, all these limitations and rules that she had were energies that were getting in her way.
Right.
And none of them were true.
Mm.
You know, creativity is always a big part of the solution.
Yes.
And the truth is that you start clearing these limitations. Creativity is a natural result.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do it this way. Or I was trying to do it this way, but I could do it this way. And all of a sudden things start to make sense.
You know, when Jason and I were talking about this earlier, I was thinking to myself, well, had I been that person, I would have thought, okay, I'll figure out the logistics of what's going on. If I get the job, then I can figure it out. Such as if I go to work in an office, I know that there's women around me. I can borrow some clothes until I get enough money to, you know, get my own, that kind of thing, and not feel unworthy about it. Just go do it. Doing something is better than doing nothing.
Well, of course. And unfortunately, that's a platitude.
I know.
We try not to deal in platitudes. The truth is that this particular person, had a lot of insecurities. And
right.
if, you know, this was way before we were doing this work, but if she was able to start clearing
yeah.
and take as long as it took to so say, okay, well, I can find, you know, I can start, you know, getting some clothes together. I can clear my fears and insecurities,
right?
You know, and take as long as it takes. So that's why it's so important to start clearing in the next segment. We're going to do some clearings to right. help you have more money. Right. Start today. Do it right now.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Negative energy is always the reason that keeps you from more money.
Mm.
Negative energies can be cleared, and persistence is the key to success.
Love it.
Understanding the specific negative energy that blocks you is always the key to more money.
Mm.
And the ecosystem approach is a way to understand the specific energies that block you and the activating creativity for yourself.
Love that. So, Jason, let's talk about teaching everyone how to use the ecosystem approach.
So, to clear energy, mm-hmm. And I ask that everybody set your intention. So let's say, even if you don't need more money,
right.
you know, if you're the one or two people out there that don't need more money right now, then set your intention to help all those people that are saying, oh my God, I need it right now.
Right.
So we can all help
that.
Each other.
So I love that.
You use your imagination, you sit down, any sort of posture doesn't matter. And when we say, and to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific, you know, fears, worries, anxieties, gather those all up in your body, mm-hmm. blow them into a trash can. Mm-hmm. If there's not a trash can nearby, use your mind's eye, use okay. your imagination.
Love that.
And blow it into that. Gentle breath.
Okay. And then we're going to go on to the next emotion, right?
Yes.
All right. And then after that, we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most amazing energy available to us. In fact, it is. It blows me away. Let me just say it that way. So, and what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. We're going to call upon it. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our shoulders and arms and torso, all the way to the tips of our toes. Then we're going to turn it around. And any negative energy that's left over, and Lord knows there's enough of that, we're going to blow it out into where? The garbage can. Take a nice breath. And just blow it out. Sounds just like that. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you start to clear to have more money in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you start to clear so you can have more money in your life. Jason?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any fear or anxiety about making more money. Any fear, anxieties that I have, whether they're current or old. Take a breath. Gather those all up in your body. Blow them into the trash can right now.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can ask myself, what's holding me back from making more money right now? Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the, as I get the answer to that question, the barrier so I can clear that answer, make it into a clearing statement, and then keep going and keep going and keep going and using persistence. Take a breath.
So, and to eliminate the barriers that are keeping me from persistence, to keep clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all my limitations, rules, insecurities that are dogging me, that are keeping me from doing the things I need to do. Gather those all up in your body, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the fear that I'll fail at anything I try or embarrass myself by putting myself out there. Meaning putting myself out there and clearing to have more money. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feeling of being stuck, trapped, or even hopeless about my finances. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feeling the feeling of being stupid because I'm in the financial mess that I'm in and have been there for years. I release and let go, feeling stuck, stubborn, and stupid about money, my finances, and how to get out. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, here's a big one, the false belief that if I'm struggling with my finances, I'm bad. I'm shameful. There's something wrong with me.
Right.
When that's all a false belief.
Because it's energy, everyone.
It's energy.
Take a breath.
And along that lines, and to eliminate the false belief that the energy attached to me is my fault.
Negative energy attached
to me is my fault when that's not true.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And and to eliminate the programmings I'm stuck in that have me tell myself that it's all my fault. I release and let go those programmings. They don't serve me today or tomorrow. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see and clear the negative energies that block me. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see relationship issues, personal issues, and the issues in my life that are blocking me from having the money that I need and want. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can see that all the problems with money are energies and they can be cleared.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my confidence so I can start to clear now for more money and be persistent.
Love it. Take a breath. And blow it out. Jason, let's activate some life force.
Here we go.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. Let it come right in through the top of your head. Go all the way down to your shoulders and your arms and your torso, all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's keeping you from life force energy right now. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I have the confidence to know that my money problems are from negative energy and so I can clear those negative energies. Take a breath.
Tips of your toes, blow it out. Here's a big one. And to activate life force so I can trust, I can remove my fears and anxieties that are standing in my way about money and bringing more into my life. Take a nice breath. Pull in that life force energy all the way to the tips of your toes. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust working with energy will be a way to profoundly change my way and how I do things with money. Take a breath. And one last one. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and enjoy my life and enjoy peace and harmony connected to not only my life, but for me to get money starting right now, today. Nice and easy, right in through the top of your head. Take a breath. All the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Blow out any negative energy that's left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about this whole clearing process.
Huh?
It's the basis for the ecosystem approach, but we'll show you how to do it. But we'll talk about it in ways that we haven't talked about before.
Okay.
You know, even for our regular clients, you'll find this show really interesting because we'll get down deep into the weeds and talk about the trash can or what we call the processor. It's fascinating. You'll be very interested.
Truly. By the way, I think this is really exciting because if you have been listening to our show and you don't really understand the trash can or as what we actually call the processor, you'll find this to be amazing. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you really want to change your life, and you want to use the ecosystem approach to work better, you have to start clearing consistently, specifically and constantly.
There you go.
And it's going to feel like magic because it's so uncommon today. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a good way to work with our emotions or these things that are really what causes the problems in our life.
Okay.
So to do that, sign up for a newsletter. You can, every week you'll get clearings that you can do, put them on your smartphone and do them every week. Mm-hmm. If you got a benefit today, like us on Facebook and leave a comment. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we always do a preview of the next show in the following on Facebook.
And the other thing is that if you have suggestions for shows that you'd like to hear from us, let us know. Facebook's a great place to do that. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.